This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Cherries to start this show from McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Louisiana Johnny. Then it's blueberries from Fats Domino and some really strange fruit from Billie Holiday. A Stranger next from Frank Sinatra and A Friend from Betty Carter. Both Giraldo and Dawn Upshaw don't know. And time passes with Tom Kline saying Frank Sinatra, who pops up again. Beryl Davis counts the days, the Coasters count the minutes, and Ruth Brown counts the hours. We end counting the robbers, all 24 of them, with Jimmy Lunsford. So we begin with a track from Don Redman's band McKinney's Cotton Pickers, a song just called Cherry, which was recorded on July the 12th, 1928. And some words from a YouTube post of that track by someone who goes by the YouTube tag BSGCS98. Although McKinney's Cotton Pickers is properly regarded as a Midwest band, its growth was traceable to a number of sources. In 1924, which was about the time Don Redman joined Fletcher Henderson Orchestra in New York, McKinney's was a band that depended only partly on musicianship. Taking its name from William McKinney, a former circus drummer, it went in for vaudeville, for comic effects and musical tomfoolery. This was not unusual for bands at the time. That jazz had to be sold was still a widely held opinion. But jazz was already on its way, and McKinney's was destined to become one of the important bands of the 1920s, linking the early jazz bands that worked usually without orchestrations and with very simple instrumentation to those that came later, the name bands of the 30s, in which an instrumentation of 7 brass, 4 reed and 4 rhythm instruments was generally the minimum. Don Redman transformed the band when he took charge in 1928. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Cherry. nice ending. McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1928. Cherry. Now, Louisiana Johnny with his Cherry Hill Blues, recorded in Chicago on the 8th of January 1935. Cherry Hill is 41 miles from the city of Chicago and is a suburb of Joliet, the location of the infamous prison. It seems that in the mid-1930s, Joliet suffered particularly severely from the effects of the Great Depression. Perhaps that's why Louisiana Johnny says he's leaving Cherry Hill. Louisiana Johnny, Cherry Hill Blues.
I was down on Cherry Hill, deep trying to find you. I was down on Cherry Hill, deep trying to find you. When I heard that you had left, oh, it made me feel so blue. I am leaving, but I'll return someday. I am leaving, but I'll return someday. And I know that your absence will make you change your way. When I met you, baby, you was neat as a $10 bill. When I met you, baby, you was neat as a $10 bill. But I'm going to leave you back on Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill, where I long to be. Cherry Hill, where I long to be. And I'm going back to Cherry Hill, why the girl I love quit me. Doggone, I'm gonna get you too, girl. Someday, someday. Some old lonesome day. Someday, someday. Some old lonesome day. You're gonna look for me, baby, but I'll be far away. When I met you, baby, your face gave me a thrill. When I met you, baby, your face gave me a thrill. But I'm going to leave you back on Cherry Hill.
Louisiana Johnny, Cherry Hill Blues. The song Blueberry Hill is almost invariably now associated with Fats Domino, who had a big hit with the song in 1956. However, Blueberry Hill was previously a hit for Glenn Miller 16 years earlier in 1940. His version, though, was rather different to the one by Fats Domino. This is Fats Domino with his 1956 version of Blueberry Hill.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. Lingered until my see. But all of the vows you made are never to be.
That's Domino. Strange Fruit now. Yes, this is Billie Holiday, but not perhaps with the recording you're familiar with. Billie Holiday made the song Strange Fruit, written by Abel Meerpole, using the pseudonym Lewis Allen, immortal in 1939 with her recording and performance of the song at Cafe Society in Greenwich Village, New York. This is a tremendous live recording of Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday from the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert at the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, on February the 12th, 1945, accompanied by pianist Ken Kersey. Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to sing a tune. It was written especially for me. It's titled Strange Fruit. I do hope you like it. Bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south. The bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to dry. Here is a strange and bitter
crop. Billie Holiday. You know, I think I find that version more moving than the original 1939 version. It's a strange rhythm that the Artie Shaw Band have now. This is their take on a Cole Porter song. I have a strange new rhythm in my heart. Cole Porter wrote I Have a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart for the 1937 film Rosalie, where it was sung by Eleanor Powell. But don't think you're going to hear any witty Cole Porter lyrics in this version. What we do have is a scat chorus from Leo Watson. I bet Cole Porter didn't expect that. The Artie Shaw Band, I Have a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. Shaw Band with Cole Porter's I Have a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart and a scat chorus from Leo Watson. Frank Sinatra now, Not as a Stranger. Not as a Stranger is a 1955 film that starred Olivia de Havilland, Robert Mitchum and Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra sang the title song and here it is. Frank Sinatra, Not as a Stranger.
I think of you, my love, not as a stranger. Although it's true, my love, we've only met. Yet I know your smile, and I know your sigh. Know them well from dreams I can't forget. We've kissed like this before. You're not a stranger. A thousand times more 'neath stars above. Now the path is clear, for at last you're here, not as a stranger, dear, but my own true love. Kissed like this before, you're not a stranger. A thousand times or more 'neath stars above. Now the path is clear, for at last you're here, not as a stranger, but my own true love.
Frank Sinatra with what has to be said is a pretty yucky song from a film he starred in 1955 and sang the title song, Not as a Stranger. Betty Carter doesn't want to be a stranger. She apparently wants to be something more than a friend in this next one. Betty Carter recorded this version of Kay Swift and Paul Jones' 1929 song, Can't We Be Friends, in 1956, displaying her formidable vocal technique. Lovely flute solo from Jerome Richardson as well. Betty Carter, Can't We Be Friends?
Thought I'd found a man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once I couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I'd find a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how my story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, ooh, can't we be friends?
Can't We Be Friends? Betty Carter with some lovely flute playing from Jerome Richardson. The song You'll Never Know has been recorded by many different people and has had a long period of popularity throughout the 20th century and into the 21st, but it is essentially a wartime song. It was written by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren for the 1943 film Hello Frisco, where it was performed by Alice Faye, becoming a big hit at the time, both in the US and in the UK. This is the British dance band of Geraldo with vocalist Len Cambar. You'll Never Know. Listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And that was the British dance band of Geraldo with vocalist Len Cambar. You'll Never Know. Dawn Upshaw doesn't know either what time it is. Dawn Upshaw with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. I didn't know what time it was.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. sublime it was too. Like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. See your face, feel your touch, hear your voice say, I'm on your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes.
Dawn Upshaw, a lovely arrangement of Rodgers and Hart's I Didn't Know What Time It Was. It's good times for Shirley and Lee now. They wrote and recorded their Let the Good Times Roll in 1956. I say there because there are several other songs with that same title. A rhythm and blues classic, Let the Good Times Roll.
Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll, roll all night long. Come on, baby, yes, this is this is something I just can't miss. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Time roll.
Rock me all night long. Come on, baby, let the
Julian Lee. Just Passing Time is the subject of this offering from Tom Kleins and His Music. Tom Kleins and His Music, with the wonderful voice of Jack Carney, recorded in September 1930. You Were Only Passing Time with Me. Tom Kleins was a Ford automobile salesman who got into the music business by association with pianist Burt Lowndes and singer Rudy Valli. He was promoted as playing the violin and for his soft crooning voice, although no one seems to have either heard him playing the violin or singing. Nevertheless, he put a band of good musicians together and became at least moderately successful. You Were Only Passing Time with Me, Tom Kleins and His Music.
But you were only passing time with me. I remember all the things you told me, and the way you used to kiss and hold me. When you said you'd always care, I thought you were playing fair, but you were only passing time with me.
Kleins and His Music in 1930, although Tom Klein's involvement in the musical aspect of that recording was probably minimal. Frank Sinatra again now, with a song from the 1941 film Kiss the Boys Goodbye. I Never Let a Day Pass By. It was sung in the film by Don Ameche and Mary Martin. A younger Sinatra on this one than in the track I played earlier in the show. This is from the days when he was the boy singer with the Tommy Dorsey Band. The Tommy Dorsey Band featuring Frank Sinatra with Victor Schertzinger and Frank Lessers. I Never Let a Day Pass By.
Thank you. pass by without a prayer or two, that heaven find a way so I might just run into you, just to be near you and to hear you say hello. Would give an ordinary day a lovely glow. I'll never let a day pass by but that I'll see your face, and thrill to every tender sigh while you're in my embrace. I know it's all a dream, but darling, if it were true, I'd never let a day pass by without my loving you.
Tommy Dorsey Band in 1941, featuring Frank Sinatra, with I Never Let a Day Pass By, or is it I'd Never Let a Day Pass By, or I'll Never Let a Day Pass By? It seems to be all of them. Anyway, I Never Let a Day Pass By. Beryl Davis now is counting the days passing by, with Every Day Is One Day Nearer. This is the 16-year-old Beryl Davis in 1940 with a band of Oscar Rabin, a band co-led by her father, guitarist Harry Davis. But she was not a newcomer to the band, having been singing with them since she was eight. Beryl Davis with the Oscar Rabin band, Every Day Is One Day Nearer.
Thank you.
Every Day Is One Day Nearer, the Oscar Raymond Band in 1940, featuring 16-year-old Beryl Davis. The Coasters don't want to wait one day, they only have a minute. This one dates from about 20 years later than our previous selection. Wait a Minute was written by singer Bobby Darin and music entrepreneur Don Kirshner, Bobby Darin's manager. The Coasters, Wait a Minute.
Wait a minute, let me understand. While I'm sitting here holding your hand, you're telling me about the boy next door, telling me that he can offer you more.
What a nerve, what a chase.
Better put her in her place.
Wait just a minute. You might as well forget it. Am I correct in what you say? That you would rather be with him instead? You said that you could travel with him far. Say he's got a brand new Cadillac car.
Well, what you mean?
Is that so?
Better let that woman go.
Well, yeah, wait a minute. You might as well forget it. I don't go for all the crazy noise about you dating all the little boys. If I'm gonna be your only one, I'm not waiting till your fun is done.
You're right, and you're tough.
Honey, cut out all that stuff.
Wait, wait a minute. Forget it. I'm gonna tell you for the very last time. If I'm yours, you better be mine. When I come home about a quarter to four, don't wanna hear the slamming of the back door.
You're bad, you're so wise.
Stop a messing with me, child.
Well, yeah, you need a minute. You might as well forget it. You might as well forget it. Why, you can just go on and forget about the whole cotton picking affair.
Yes, the Coasters, Wait a Minute. It's a Matter of Hours for Ruth Brown now in 1952 with 5, 10, 15 hours. Apparently, the original title was 5, 10, 15 minutes. That was considered too suggestive. Ruth Brown with a track that has spawned surprisingly about 30 cover versions. 5, 10, 15 hours.
I wanna hold you, hold you, hold you.
till the broad daylight. I wanna thrill you, thrill you, thrill you till the sun is shining bright. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. Give me 15 hours and I'll prove my love to you.
Hours, Ruth Brown. And we finish not with 24 hours as you might expect, but 24 robbers. This is the Jimmy Lunceford Band in March 1941 with the original version of a song recorded also by Fats Waller a few months later. 24 Robbers, based on an African American children's song.
My door. I opened the door. I let them in. I hit them in the head with a rolling pin. I just can't understand 24 robbers fighting one man. One of them took the silverware. It wasn't so hot, so I really don't care.
I'm gonna warn you.
Warn you, baby. Mama tell you what to do.
You better lock your door.
What old door? You know the robber man might come back again. Can't sleep anymore. I put a big chair right by the front door. I got a shotgun, stood it there to keep those robbers out of my head.
You've been listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.